B-Pod Studios.
Loren, yesterday you said Travis Scott got injured while doing something pretty basic.
Yeah, he was just jumping up and down on stage, and I guess he landed on his leg wrong, dislocated his knee, and now they're thinking that he may have to have surgery. Doctor wants to see if it'll heal on its own, but Travis Scott is like, nope, I need to get back to playing basketball. Just give me the surgery.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. I injured my my arm. Wasn't it Travis Scott?
I thought so.
Yeah. What, you're saying it wasn't Travis Scott, Nicole?
Well, Travis Scott's a rapper, so why has he got to get back to basketball?
Oh, he likes to play basketball on the side. It's just his side thing. He loves basketball. That was great. Thank you, producer Nicole. I guess I should have said his little, like, side hobby.
I assume that, but did you assume that, Roy?
I just thought he was a basketball player.
No.
Yeah, you know Travis Scott's a rapper. He just came through Charlotte.
It's complicated.
He's with Kylie Jenner.
Yes, yeah. I get it. So here's the thing we want to know at 704-570-9595. Get in on the morning show. We love talking to you guys. We love making you part of the show. We want to hear, like, how did you hurt yourself doing something basic? Like, I don't know, jumping up and down at a concert. Not something sports related.
Remember the time I broke a rib?
just by sneezing.
Just by sneezing.
Yeah, I do.
I sneezed way too hard and I broke a rib.
Yeah, that's pretty basic. That's pretty basic. I turned my ankle so bad. Thank God I didn't break it. I sprained it so bad. I missed a step, one step down in my old house. I had one step down from the door out the back, and I completely missed it, and I just turned my ankle over so bad. And Amanda goes, what did you do? I was like, I don't want to talk about it. I was so embarrassed.
I remember my mom had like a texting and walking incident, and she was so embarrassed about it. She wouldn't tell anybody. But she was texting, walking through her parking garage at work, and she tripped on one of the parking curbs. And I mean, went booty over tin cups, like sprawled out, skin knees, had to have a doctor see her for her knee for physical therapy. Wow. Like, it was a whole thing.
Ugh.
I'm like, you're lucky you didn't knock your two front teeth out.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is Elijah in Mount Holly.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hi, welcome to the Main Roy in the Room Morning Show. What's that simple thing that caused you an injury?
I was literally just walking, and my feet just decided not to work anymore, and I rolled my ankle, and it took like 3 years to heal.
Oh, my gosh.
Ankle rolls are the worst too, Elijah, because you're like, there's got to be.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something wrong, and I went to the doctor after I did mine. He's like, no, it's just sprained, man. You just got to keep icing it.
Oof.
You know? So thanks, Elijah. That's just walking where his feet quit.
This is Carrie in Rock Hill.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning?
We're doing really well. What's the basic thing that you were doing that caused you to have an injury?
I was walking and texting, and I broke my ankle and had to have surgery, like a plate and six pins. But be fair, I was walking in really pretty wedges.
I bet you don't wear those shoes anymore.
My husband took them away and said I'm never allowed to wear them again.
Thanks, Carrie. You know, in Rock Hill, we did a water drive years ago to help the people in Columbia when there was flooding down there. And a woman came and brought us a case of water.
Mm-hmm.
And she tripped over the curb, bringing the water to us, and broke her ankle.
Yeah.
And we've spoken with her once or twice after, and we haven't heard from her lately.
I know. I wonder why.
I don't know. We felt so bad.
She was doing something so good, though. And then
she
broke her ankle.
I know.
We are getting some, like, ridiculous and cringeworthy text messages. 704 said, I broke my leg sliding down a slide when I was 10. It twisted backwards and broke in three places. And somebody else detached their retina when they sneezed too hard.
What? That would happen to me.
That would happen to you.
That's next, Roy.
Yeah, this is Laura in Charlotte. Tell us what happened.
Hi, so I have a puppy, and she doesn't realize how big she is.
and she jumped at me and pushed my head, and I hit a marble countertop. Oof. And then she gave me a concussion.
That sucks.
Yep. So. Doing basic things like playing with your dog can be really, really dangerous.
Apparently so.
All right. Thanks for the phone call.
Accidents happen.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you called in, ladies and gentlemen. It's Heather.
Oh, Heather.
Heather is the one that broke her ankle.
Yes.
We haven't heard from you. You spoke to us a couple times after that, but we haven't heard from you in a long, long time. We got worried.
Y'all talk to me. You just don't realize who it is. I'm talking to y'all several times because I don't have to preface it with, hey, I broke my foot with you guys.
Yeah, that would be weird.
I don't want to be known as just that girl.
We felt so bad.
I love you guys so much.
Thanks, Heather. We're glad you're doing okay.
Yes, I'm great.
Okay. How's the ankle?
It's good. That was actually 4 years ago. I popped my Tomahawk a couple days ago. So.
Way around this time.
I'll never forget it.
No, you're the best, Heather. Thanks for listening. Thanks for helping out that day. We'll never forget it.
Anytime y'all have something going on, I'll be there.
We'll come to you this time, though.
Yes, yes. Pick up delivery.
Thanks, Heather.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.